Hello and welcome to another episode of City on a Hill, a podcast about what it means to be a citizen of heaven and a citizen of the United States. We want to encourage Christians to find their tribe in the church and their hope in the kingdom of God, rather than to seek both in the kingdom of man. So with that, let's get to it today.
Well, hello, my name is Eric Estep.
And I'm Scott Ravely.
And this is another episode of the City on a Hill podcast. Well, it doesn't really matter when you're listening to this. You're probably sitting smack dab between two federal holidays. And we are anticipating one. We just observed one a little while ago. What is this? This is July. It's July? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it is. In 3 days, it'll be Independence Day.
Yeah, so we're sitting between two federal holidays, Juneteenth and Independence Day, and we thought this would be a good time to talk about holidays, federal holidays. And what?
Partly because we're looking forward to like a day off, right?
I'm looking forward to that observed for me. Monday. I get Monday off.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I probably do too, but...
You don't get neither of us get Sunday off. True. It's on the 4th is on Sunday, but we don't get Sunday off.
Yeah. And so this has been a question for me that people have been asking me probably for 20 to 25 years about why don't we do more? Why don't we celebrate? Why don't we make people stand up? Why don't we acknowledge? Why don't we thank all these things when it comes time to thank people on Veterans Day or acknowledge people on Memorial Day or do something special for Independence Day?
And when you say, why don't we do more, you're talking about in the context of a Sunday gathering or a Sunday service.
Why don't we make a bigger deal of it in our church gathering? Yes, mm-hmm. That's the question that I get. And in some respects, it's funny because I've gotten this question virtually the whole time. And I've sort of felt like I'm holding the reins tight, like I'm not going to do a big deal. But I was never really sure. I never really thought about what difference us going for it on a holiday would make or not. Mm. And I think that's what I want to talk through today a little bit and just try and help the church think about this. So, you know, some of what we're talking about is the fact that the church is, we're going to say, its own thing. It is people in a church community, the Church of Jesus Christ, lives as exiles in every culture that it is in. Hmm. And that hasn't been really obvious in America because in God we trust, and we have been really...
In God we trust. See the last 25 episodes. That
we've been tied in. Yeah, we've been tied into the Christianity quite a bit. And so the church has thought of itself as sort of the same. And so the question comes up, if we're sort of, you know, in this with the you know, government or with the United States, we should...
Or the culture.
Acknowledge their holiday. And that's been the thing that has kind of come at me over and over. But the more clearly I can conceive of what the church actually is, the church is a band of exiles who have a different king, who represent a different kingdom, who are hoping to someday go home, then my affinity for and my love for what's happening around me changes a little bit. May not change forever, or may not change completely, but changes a little bit. Takes some of the edge off, the luster off of the things that happen around me. And while, like I said, we love holidays and the 4th of July, and there's going to be fireworks and hot dogs and lots of things that are good. All of it's good, actually. It's just not church. I think that's it. It's good. It's just not church. It's just not, you know, seeking the kingdom of heaven. It's not acknowledging your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's not what we're doing if the church is engaged celebrating a patriotic event.
I want to come back to that. You mentioned the luster potentially being diminished. I want to come back to that later. But before we go there, you talked about pulling the reins back a little bit. Can you just describe in general, how does New Life Church, you said, acknowledge or mention a holiday? What's something typical that's going to happen at New Life Church?
What would be disappointing that people might ask me about? Is that what you're saying?
I did not explicitly say that. If I was to show up on Sunday, that's going to be 4th of July for us, what should I expect to happen?
Well, I would expect, I'm not going to be the one who opens the service, but I would expect to say...
I wonder if it's me. It's probably me.
I would say, welcome, glad you're here, happy 4th of July. That's the last you would hear of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or happy Memorial Day weekend, or Labor Day weekend, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect there to be patriotic songs or anything in the service. I think it's just, that's the level at which we would acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I clarified and asked you if you wanted to me to share disappointing things, I think there are people who wish we would do more. Like thank veterans. I'm very grateful mm-hmm. for veterans. I'm very grateful for the sacrifice people have made so that I might have the quality of life that I have here in Oregon. That, however, is different than what I'm doing in church. I'm grateful to the Lord for the time and the place that He situated me in. So that, I think, is spiritual and worthy of a church gathering. But I think what we're doing there is different. And I think if you conceive of it this way, that 2 Corinthians 5 tells us we are ambassadors for Christ, bringing a message of reconciliation as though God were making His appeal through us. We are ambassadors of another kingdom. If we're ambassadors of another kingdom, the place that we gather is the embassy.
Mm-hmm.
Homes, I suppose you could say, are little embassies.
Mm-hmm.
But the church is the embassy
mm-hmm.
of another kingdom. And as you think about an embassy, say the embassy from, I don't know, pick a country.
Really?
There's an Italian embassy in Washington, D.C., say. What are they going to celebrate? Is the embassy itself going to hold a celebration or even an acknowledgement for Veterans Day, for Memorial
Day? I'm picturing right now the British Embassy celebrating 4th of July. Those things don't match.
Okay. that's a very good example. Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense for them to celebrate that holiday. It doesn't belong to them to some degree.
Right. Well, they do have the 4th of July. That's like a joke, but they don't have Independence Day.
Yes.
The embassy doesn't. However, I can see it being appropriate for the embassy to close and letting those ambassadors go to their neighborhoods and have hot dogs or barbecues or mm-hmm. whatever with their neighbors that are residents of the United States. That would be fine. That would be very appropriate. And so I don't think there's anything against or wrong about celebrating a holiday. I do think that as the embassy, as we think about being exiles in another kingdom, that the holidays of our host country are significant because we have relationship with that host country,
mm-hmm.
because mostly because the ambassadors have relationships with citizens of that country.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very important piece. But they're not our holidays.
Right.
And the other thing that you find with an embassy is that they will celebrate holidays of their home country.
Mm-hmm.
I know this. I don't want to tell you how I know this.
We want this story.
But I will tell you anyway. I I went to Italy, since you picked the Italian embassy. I went to Italy in the end of August and saw some friends and went around tourist places and, most importantly, bought gelato. And I kept my wallet in my front pocket right next to my passport, and I think probably somewhere in the middle of the city when I was buying gelato, I pulled out my wallet and my passport must have come out with it, and I didn't notice it. And so I bought my gelato, ate my ice cream, I went back, and the day that we came to leave, I got to the airport.
Oh dear.
And I was going to hand them my passport, and it was nowhere to be found. It wasn't in my luggage, it wasn't in my clothing, it wasn't anywhere. I still, to this day, have never seen that.
It is so obvious that I'm so much more neurotic around travel than you. If it took a couple of days for you to realize you didn't have a passport.
I was among friends, you know, I was fine. But nonetheless, then, I discovered that I was supposed to leave on Sunday. Couldn't leave on Sunday. So I missed my flight. Mm. And there's a whole other story that's connected to that. But then the next day was Labor Day in the United States, but not in Italy. And I couldn't get my passport for another day. But I did have my money, so I had several trips to the gelato store on Labor Day. It was really a pretty good Labor Day. But first thing then Tuesday morning, they were open. I went in. Turns out somebody that went to the church that I was there serving and visiting worked at the embassy, fast-tracked me, got a temporary passport, and I was on a plane, I think, that evening. So it wasn't awful, and the embassy did what an embassy is supposed to do. They were very good to me. But it was because they were celebrating the holiday of their homeland in a foreign country that I was stuck for an extra day in Italy eating gelato. So,
and which is completely fitting. And I posed the question, what would it look like on July 4th if we showed up to New Life Church? And you said we'd acknowledge something. Another thing that's going to happen, I hope every Sunday, is we're going to proclaim the message of the kingdom of God. And we're going to proclaim the king of that kingdom. We're going to proclaim Jesus. And that, if for some reason that goes sideways and that gets diminished at the expense of something else, then that embassy's not doing what that embassy is supposed to do.
They're not representing the foreign kingdom. Right.
And that's what a church should be doing. And we're talking about holidays, and we're talking about all these national holidays and the ones that you usually get a 3-day weekend because they fall on a Thursday or Friday or whatever. And those are the ones that are often prominent in our mind because they're prominent culturally. But really, the church has its own celebrations that not only can it celebrate these, it should be celebrating these things. So there's going to be way more emphasis, rightly so, on the celebrations or the holidays that revolve around the story of the kingdom of God, the story of the gospel. I wrote a couple down here. There's Advent, which is all that anticipation of Christmas, which is the king coming to his people. And then you have Lent, which is anticipation of Easter. We talk a little bit about Lent. We place a little bit of emphasis on it, not like other traditions would, but we do a little bit. And then we place great emphasis on Good Friday, remembering, celebrating, it doesn't feel like the right word, but remembering and walking through the death of Jesus. And then Easter, or Resurrection Sunday, we're proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus. And we even will usually emphasize a little bit 40 days after. Is it 40 days? It might be 50 days.
50.
Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes on the little group of believers and the church is born. So all these things are significant markers of the story of the church, the story of the kingdom, the story of what God's doing in the world.
Yes, and I would even add probably a more subtle twist to that. In the United States, we live for the weekend, and we look forward to the weekend, and what we've got is a weekend coming, and I can hardly wait. Whereas with the church, every Sunday, we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, and we're regularly remembering him in communion or witnessing his resurrection in baptism. And we're building in these many holidays. You might even think of them as, you know, comparable to weekends.
There are many celebrations for sure.
Yes. And so what we're trying to do is create a different kind of culture, a different the rhythm overlays, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with having a rhythm that works for two groups of people, but we want to invest those rhythms with Christian meaning. Just like we all get a day off and the mail doesn't come and the banks are closed on Christmas. But I will promise you it means something very different to me than it does to somebody, or different to our church than it does to somebody else down the street who doesn't know Jesus. So that's the kind of distinction, I guess, that I'm thinking of when I'm thinking about these holidays. And it isn't the hard thing is you sound un-American, or you sound like you don't, you're not grateful, or you don't love what you've got. And I'll none of that's true. I'm a grateful American. I love my life. I love the situation that we've got here. I'm grateful to those who have gone before, who've provided it. And I don't want to come across as ungrateful. But my passion, I suppose you could say, is to make sure that we are thinking about that other kingdom instead of this kingdom. And that those two things are different, and it's important that we keep those two things different. And that's, I think that's where the tension lies.
Yeah.
Is that some of the thought and pressure is that way. It's similar, and I'll just throw this in there because I don't want to do another episode just on this. It's similar to...
Are you jumping away from holidays?
I'm going to. Do you have
I mean, okay. This just came to mind.
Thanks for saving me. Maybe we won't go there now.
Or maybe we will. We're hearing that people love long episodes. But it just came to mind for me. Holidays-wise, I had a little bit of a different childhood. We didn't celebrate a lot of the holidays. So Thanksgiving was a huge deal. We didn't celebrate Christmas till I was 12. And some of these things, we were talking about the loss of luster in some of these holidays. And I remember... And we also talked about you can make a patriotic thing try to bear more weight than it should. And I remember experiencing some of these holidays, especially when we started celebrating them. And when I had them crosswise, I was thinking, this maybe 4th of July or the cultural Christmas celebration, this needs to hold all the weight of mystery and glory and intensity. And it couldn't. And I just remember trying to sit there and ponder, like, I really want to be excited about this, and I was excited about it, but not at the weight of not at a huge intensity. And thinking about, okay, if I can put these things in their proper sphere, if I put the realization that I belong to the kingdom of God in its proper sphere, not that, that's the bigger sphere that holds everything, and I am a part of a church that celebrates that appropriately, then I can put a President's Day or a Memorial Day or a Juneteenth or an Independence Day or Thanksgiving. I can put those in its proper sphere, and it doesn't have to bear the weight of my entire existence. It doesn't have to bear the weight of all, it doesn't have to do identity things anymore. And I find that I am able to enjoy it even more for what it is, because it doesn't have to bear the weight of something that it's not. And the church is where our identity lies. The church is where our hope lies. Our King is celebrated at church. And if I get those things messed up or confused, then I'm trying to put too much celebration in something that's too small.
Well, this is a little bit related to several of the other conversations we've had about the close identification of Christianity with the United States. And if we make more of, you know, Christian America or something, we can turn that into an idol. And what you're saying is it can't bear the weight of that transcendence, because we've got we've got things in American history, and we've got just, you know, even things in current political situation that don't mesh with the message of the Bible. And so it can't bear that weight. It is, in that respect, an idol. Because that's the thing about idols. Idols look like and promise this transcendence and this deliverance and this hope. But when you get down to it, they can't bear that weight. They they crumble under the weight. And we've got a little bit of such same situation that there with these holidays that you're talking about. So I think that's that's where
and if they're not idols, because you're worshiping the one true God, and you can take them as just the celebrations that they are. We've already said they're good. They're good things, and you can observe them and celebrate them for, I don't want to say a small, that sounds, it's not diminutive, but it's a smaller thing than the kingdom of God for sure. And so I can look at like a 4th of July, that's the one that's coming up, and just celebrate it for what it is. I belong to a country that is designed around an idea that's a pretty darn good idea. And that's really cool. And I want to see some fireworks go up and be just grateful to belong to that country. I am grateful. It doesn't have to bear the weight of my identity. It doesn't have to bear the weight of my hope, but I get to belong to a cool, a wonderful place. Same, I was talking with someone on June 19th. Juneteenth just became a holiday. And with that same type of idea, we were sitting there talking, and I was picturing, and if you don't know, Juneteenth is a holiday that remembers the messengers, the day they came into the last little bastion of Texas that had not yet freed the slaves. And the messengers come and say, hey, on June 19th, they finally get to this last little bastion and say, hey, you're freed. The Emancipation Proclamation already happened. And that's what the holiday is about. And I remember talking this last June 19th, and I got choked up thinking about that story, that these messengers came to an enslaved people and said, you're not enslaved anymore. And that little bit, it doesn't have to bear the weight of everything, but that little, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful story. That's a wonderful thing to be celebrating. And because my identity is not attached to any of these federal holidays, they can be the goodness that they are. And I just think that's wonderful.
Well, even as you tell that story, it makes me think about some of the reason we mesh Christianity and patriotism together. Because that story right there is beautiful. And you talk about the Emancipation Proclamation finally getting delivered to the last slaves. That has reflections of the glory of the gospel. And so does Independence Day. And so does Memorial Day. And so does Veterans. I mean, they all have this sort of, you know, sub-theme underneath it of sacrifice and of, you know, people giving their lives for others and of freedom and of deliverance and these themes that we also know from the greater story of the gospel. And so it's very easy to take those sort of sub-themes and say they're ours.
Right.
And when we say they're ours like that, we end up so closely identifying with those themes that we miss maybe the greater theme. But to enjoy, like you said, to enjoy them for what they are, number one. Number two, let them reflect the greater glory. And in some way, like you let spring reflect the greater glory of a rebirth, or you let summer and the warmth of summer reflect the grace that we all enjoy from God. Whatever it is, that's part of the Christian life, is taking the things that you have and letting them reflect back to you the glory of the gospel. And and the holidays can totally do that. And the way you told that story about Juneteenth was, it was that for me, for sure. And it can be. And so I think that we can use that as part of the grace that we have from the Lord to bring us again back to the gospel without enmeshing with those holidays.
Right, and you use the word reflection. I don't want to point to the reflection at the expense of the light. And that's what's going on at church. We have the gospel story. We can point to some shadows, mm-hmm. and we can point to some reflections.
We can point straight to the light.
We can point straight to the light. So let's do that, especially at the embassy of the kingdom of God. Yeah. Let's do that.
Good. Let's let that be the last word then. I'll dodge the other thing.
Just
how's that?
Dodged it. Well, you guys will have to come back.
We may talk about it some other time.
Very good. Well, please do come back. Don't forget to subscribe so that when the next episode does show up, it'll come right to your phone or your device or however you're listening to us, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. If you can also rate us, that'd be super helpful, or a review. And that's not just so we can see how many stars you would give us because we're trying to feel good about ourselves, but it's because that actually helps people find us. If there's more ratings or there's more stars or whatever it is, we are known as one that people are listening to. So it comes up in searches a lot easier. And share it with a friend. We were on some Twitter talking the other day and talking about political discipleship. And I think that's what we're trying to do here. So if you feel like you're being discipled and want to throw this to someone else, please do. And if you do have questions, send them to podcast@newlifeandw.com. And we'll look forward to the next conversation.